Hi everyone, Blackpool Babe 29 here, Kath, on the Audiomo day 24, not many days left now, which I'm quite pleased with myself because I've kept it up and I've not missed a day, which is good really. Not a lot to say today really, done some housework, some putting some clothes away, which is a thing that Dreamcatcher doesn't like doing, but it has to be done, and I've started some more washing off now. You never seem to end with washing, do you? Washing and drying and putting away, you never seem to finish it. You know, sooner get one lot sorted and you've got some more in the basket again. But I suppose there are three of us living here, so you've got to keep on top of stuff, haven't you? But my mum's still in hospital. She may be until Thursday or Friday now. They're still doing tests and they put her on a drip to put some medicine into her yesterday. But my sister was saying that her legs are very swelled and that, and her ankles and her up to her knees are very swelled, and then She bumped her poor knee on the hospital bed and that's all swelled up now, black and blue. So she bruises easily because she's on warfarin, blood thinning tablets, warfarin, as well as her other tablets that she's on. And they said since she's been in there, her sugar levels have gone up. See, she used to be on diabetic tablets, but they took her off them last year. So apparently her sugar levels are up. But she's a little menace. She loves her marmalade and her sweet things, and when no one's watching, she puts sugar in that in her drinks. So she's a little monkey at times. And apparently she's eating like a horse. Since she went over to live with my sister last September, October, she's put about 2.5 stone on, which obviously is not good for her breathing and that. But yeah, my sister said she's eating like a horse, apparently, in hospital. So, and I'm just about to watch Deal or No Deal now. I'll watch that and see what happens in that. I like Deal or No Deal, and I like the chase as well, but that's not on at the moment. But and then come 5 o'clock, we'll watch more World Cup. 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we'll be watching the World Cup, and I don't know what we'll do after that. Well, we can watch EastEnders at the normal time tonight. Last night we watched it on BBC iPlayer. Plus, we watched Coronation Street from 7:30 or 8:30, so we missed EastEnders. So we watched it on the BBC iPlayer when we went up to bed. John put it on his phone and we watched it on there. So, but the only thing is, obviously, you don't get the audio, do you? So that's one of the things about EastEnders I find is when it first comes on, sometimes there's about 2 minutes where they don't say anything at all. So if you haven't got the audio, you don't know what's happening at all. You just have to try and guess by what happens next. But yeah, it's one of those things, I suppose. You can't watch two things at once, can you? And so we'll see now what happens tonight in these matches. I know it's no use to England, but I'm hoping Costa Rica can get through the next round now, whoever they're playing in the next round, because nobody expected them to do very well, did they? But and I wanted Portugal to get through, but they're not doing very well. I don't think they'll get through now. I think they need to score too many goals now, Portugal. I like them, and Belgium, and the Netherlands. So I know the Netherlands are through to the next round, so that's not too bad. But I'll go on my football app, and while I'm watching it on one side, I'll check the other match on the Forza football app. So that'll be good for when the league season starts again, getting all the scores on a Saturday and Sunday with that application, which is free, so it's quite good. What else has happened today? Not much. Tammy's gone to college. John's upstairs at the moment. He's been to the dentist this morning, but just had a polish in that thing, a clean and polish of his teeth, so that wasn't too bad. And then we had bacon and mushroom sandwiches for lunch and a glass of Coke. And I don't know what we're having for dinner, because we don't really fancy much. I might have a Greg's steak bake that I got from Iceland. Cook that in the oven and have one of those. I think that's all I'll want, I think, really. Sometimes you don't want much to have. But I was sitting outside for a little bit earlier on, but it's a bit breezy today and it's not as sunny, it's a bit hazy. And the breeze was coming up, so we came in before our lunch and just said, oh, we'll come in, we won't bother having lunch outside. And all the dogs were out. Oh, is that dog going to... The door's creaking because I've got the window in the back part of the living room, the as we call it, the computer part. I've got that window open quite wide, because the little spindle on the window, it won't go into some of the holes, so I have to open it on the last one. So it's making the lounge door blow back and forward now. Don't know if you can hear the creaking. That's what it is. But yeah, that's it for today, I think, really. Just, I don't know what time Tammy will be in. You know, you never know, but she knows to be in by a certain time at night. I still don't like her wandering about late, you know, later on at night, even though it's bright nights, but you just don't know who's around these days. It seems awful, really, that you have to think about that. But there's a couple of parks near here, so you do need to be careful. I'm not keen on parks, really. Not for young girls to be in them on their own, you know, walking through them. I always tell her to keep to the main roads. I say, keep to the main streets. All right, Mum. But, yeah, there's been a few incidents in parks which are not very nice. And now there's that... well, they don't know if it's one person or more than one person. Two people have been killed in Colchester, haven't they? But they say it could be the same person, but they can't be sure. So there could be another serial killer on the loose. John said it's if there's more than three people killed and by one person, that makes them a serial killer. So I'll just stick to murdering my Weetabix, I think. It's the only serial killing I'll be doing. So we like listening to the Crown Investigation programmes on TV. There's one been on a Sunday night on the Crown Investigation Channel, and that's been called A Town and Country Murder. And there's been some awful things on it. You know, true stories they are, you know. But, yeah, there was one on the other night about a church organist, a poor man of 68. He was battered to death while going to... He was just going to play the organ at a Christmas service in 2012... I think it was in Sheffield, and he was battered to death by two young lads. You know, it was that bad that he broke all the bones in his skull and his jaw and everything. And yeah, he was on a life support machine. He died a couple of days later. And two young fellas were... Only last year, actually, the trial was. So things like that on it. And the week before, that was about a grandmother that was murdered by this partner that she was with. And I think she was only in her 50s. I think it was somewhere near Scotland. And what the thing was, though, he kept her body in the boot of his car, all wrapped up in polythene and carpets and blankets. But he kept it in his car for 10 months. And he said that he'd sold the car and everything, and he said he didn't know anything where she'd gone. He thought she'd gone off with somebody who was Irish somewhere. But he got the body in the car all that time. Absolutely disgusting. Oh, God, it's terrible. Some awful people. But I just like listening to them just to see, you know, why people do these things. You know, what sort of people are they? Where were they brought up and what's got them to do? So you think, I mean, there doesn't seem to be any reason to do a thing like that. I mean, you know, why would you keep a body in a car? I mean, if you did want to murder somebody, well, personally, if I wouldn't want to anyway, but if I did... You want to get rid of the body as soon as possible, wouldn't you? But as they say, there's no stranger than folk. I've said that before and I'll say it again. But, you know, that is... Oh, I don't know, there's certainly some strange people. And, anyway, I think that's it for now, people. A bit of a ramble again. I don't even know what I'm going to call this boo. But I'll think of something. Anyway, take care and hopefully I'll have more to tell you tomorrow or more to ramble on about. I hope you're all having a good afternoon. Take care, everyone, whatever you're doing. Enjoying all the booze anyway. Bye for now.